stone.
And this?
Leg.
This?
Knee.
And the upper part of your leg?
That's your, what do you call it, thigh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this?
Leg.
Yeah, and this, have you ever heard this called a calf? The calf of your leg?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh, okay.
Just talk right on, let me see if I'm a part.
Sure, go right ahead, I'm almost through. Now, let's see what this part is.
Look, right here.
Yeah.
What do you call it right here? This is that part of your leg, Andy.
Okay. And what about this right here?
Now, this here, four corners of your shitty bone on.
Okay. And this part?
That's your ankle.
Okay. And a person puts a shoe on his
feet.
Okay. And everybody has two
feet.
Clock face says, please, the little hands on the 5 and the big hands on the 9. Up there on the top left.
Yeah, I'm this. 25 past 9.
Well, now the little hands on the 5 and the big
this
hands on the
here.
9.
Well, that's 15 minutes to 5.
Okay, fine. Now, in the on over here. What do you call this thing that a man?
That's what you saw.
Yeah.
We call that a hole.
Of course. Okay. And how about this one that you put a piece of firewood in for sawing?
That is a wood rackers called.
Okay, fine.
Call my hood over this bill.
Okay. And what do you call this that a baby
rides? Baby carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you would what the baby?
Pushing.
Okay. Now, that's all with that. Would you ever use the expression catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
Yeah.
And if you said that, how would you use it? When would you say it?
You ain't putting that right. You said catty-cornered. Said it straight.
So it'd be like a piece of furniture or
yes,
something
ma'am.
Like that? Okay, fine. Now, let me see that. A couple of them I think I want to go back to just to... Oh, yeah. Would you ever use a whetstone or a wet rock or...
Sharpen a knife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which word would you use for that?
Yeah. I take the wet rock and sharpen the butcher knife.
Okay. Now, let's see, years ago, you used to be able to go into a store, and instead of buying a box of sugar, you could ask for a pound, and they'd dip it out of a barrel for you.
But now, always since I've been big enough to be known, I also have been got out in sex.
Uh-huh.
Now, what my daddy doing when I was at home, but I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
We always had, we ain't never bought no new sugar.
Uh-huh.
Now, if my daddy bought it, I don't know nothing about it.
Uh-huh.
All I know was in sex.
Well now, have you ever heard, did you ever hear your daddy talk about buying sugar in bulk? Or did he always refer to it as
my sugar? Daddy used to buy sacks of sugar.
Uh-huh.
We had to go or 100 pounds sack.
Uh-huh.
He used to buy my husband there bulk.
Okay. Well, would you ever use the expression to buy something in bulk? Meaning to buy a lot of it at one time?
Yes, we have bulk. 100 pound iced potatoes, sugar.
Yeah.
And flour.
Uh-huh.
All like that. But now we don't do it because they don't buy him, me and him.
Uh-huh.
And we don't buy nothing but 25 pounds of flour now.
Well now when you bought it in those large quantities, what did you call it? Did you call it buying it in bulk?
Yes. Yeah, so,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well would you say that word for me?
Yeah, buying it in bulk.
Okay.